Life. By the way, I had to take take Daddy out for a kind of a pacification drink yesterday. Couldn't believe it. We usually get together on Mondays, and you know I make sure he's got all his bills and checkbook balance. He never balances the checkbook. He just writes the checks and lets me do it. Says, yeah, college puke. I paid for your education. All you can do is balance my checkbook. He's getting the most out of that college education. I do everything for him. Out of guilt. And I show up there yesterday, and there he is. He's got a black eye, a broken nose. I said, Daddy, what happened to you? He said, well, you know, your mom had been asking me to take her to a bed and breakfast. So, over the weekend, it's just what we did. And I didn't realize that the house that this bed and breakfast was in was a one-holer. I mean, here's like four or five bedrooms and one bathroom. So I'm hating life. Wake up in the morning. Coffee kicked in. Smoking a Camel in the hallway. There's somebody in the bathroom. And I gotta take a wish. I'm standing there. I got one phone book under each arm. 10 minutes go by, 15 minutes go by, 20 minutes go by, and I got a heave of Havana. I mean, I'm talking about baptizing a baby Ruth. Well, I learned a good lesson, son. Whenever the bathroom is directly across the hallway from the bridal suite, it's a bad idea to yell, so what happened? Did you fall in?
The radio show that dares to be different. The Grease Man.